Track 2, Unit 2, Listening Part 2, Sentence Completion.
Hi everyone. How many of you today have got a device with you that can take photographs? Most of you. That's what I expected. These days, photography is just a part of everyday life. So what I want to do in my talk this morning is look at how photography has changed over time. That'll give us a better idea of how we got to where we are today. So, one early technological breakthrough came in the 1850s when a process called wet collodion photography was developed. Nothing like this had been done before. The images produced by this process were printed on paper covered in albumen, which is actually egg white. What was unique about them was the fact that the images included clear details of a kind not seen before. This meant that both amateur and commercial photography experienced a massive boom in the mid-1850s. But it's funny, because fashions in photography have often changed over time. By the end of the 19th century, photographers had fallen out of love with this approach. What emerged was called the pictorialist school of photography. This was a more subjective approach that involved more manipulation in the darkroom. For example, photographers often changed a negative by introducing soft edges to some of the main features. They thought this made it more attractive. American photographers also liked the idea of subjectivity, but they thought this should be achieved in the way each individual photographer actually took their photos, not in the darkroom. In California, photographers like Edward Weston and Ansel Adams became famous for the way they took photographs of the local desert, and their photos received global recognition. In Europe, in the aftermath of the First World War, the 1920s were a period of great change and social transition. Photography played an important part in this because it was seen as a modern technology. It was all about innovation and change. Throughout the 1920s, European photographers were turning their backs on traditional values, and they expressed their hope for a better future through the images they took. Another important development had its roots in France during the interwar years. This became known as humanist photography, and it's particularly associated with figures like Henri Cartier-Bresson. These photographers took images of human interest and then exhibited them to a mass audience because they were featured in popular magazines such as Life, for example. Now, according to some writers, photography really came of age in the 1960s and 70s. For the first time, people began to think of it as an art form, like painting or sculpture. This was because photographers tried to get a powerful emotional response to their images, which is what other kinds of artists wanted too. The popularization of photography continued in the last decades of the 20th century. Then, around the year 2000, there was a significant change in attitudes to photography. The most obvious illustration of this came in auction houses and galleries, where there was a massive increase in the value that was placed on photographic images. So, we've seen that photography has long been associated with modernity, and that's what made it so popular with the public. That's just as true today as it was in the past. What's different now, though, in the digital age, is that we're shown an image, whether still or moving, almost every time information is conveyed. And that has transformed the way society thinks about photography.